This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. One of the greatest violinists of our time is celebrating her 40th anniversary as a performer, Anna Sophie Mutter. Anna Sophie, you're celebrating a 40-year career this year, and when you think about that, what surprises you the most?
That there is so much repertoire out there which I haven't studied yet.
Much of the repertoire she has performed throughout her career appears on a new 2-CD compilation titled Mutterissimo. So now I know that you selected the pieces that are on this new 2-CD set. How challenging was that?
I was going for diversity, and of course I try to avoid, if possible, any doubles with other albums. It's basically really a collection of different eras. You have Stravinsky, you have Bach, you have Korngold, you have Gershwin, trying to give a huge broad picture to an audience who might only be able to, you know, invest 5, 10, 15 minutes of a given day into classical music, and hopefully from there we'll be interested to hear the bigger picture of that piece.
Just say I only had 5 minutes and I was going to pop the first CD in the CD player. What piece should I listen to first?
I think the beginning actually is quite smashingly great. It's the Korngold Violin Concerto. And when Heifetz asked Korngold to write a concerto for him, Korngold really was rather cold-blooded. He basically opened his drawer and took film scores he already had done and you know, pasted them together. And out came this amazingly beautiful and incredibly difficult violin concerto. And I think one can find anything one is looking for in music in that first movement. Drama, beauty, emotions, virtuosity, lushness of orchestration. I mean, it's really paramount music.
Lambert Orcus, her chamber partner of 29 years, appears with Anna Sophie in several live performances featured on this compilation, the most exciting of which took place at the Yellow Lounge in Berlin.
I wanted to also introduce my group, Mutters Virtuosi, which is a small string ensemble growing out of my work with the scholars of my foundation. The Lambert and I played transcriptions by Heifetz, such fun pieces as the Jamaican Rumba by Arthur Benjamin, an Australian composer. And that was one of the best moments, actually, of my life. And I think everybody involved were quite excited and touched by that spontaneous and very, very heartfelt emotional response of the audience.
Now, I know coming up on May 27th, you're going to be joining guest conductor Ricardo Muti and the Berlin Philharmonic to mark your 40th anniversary of your first performance with that orchestra. What are you most looking forward to?
Just the concert itself, you know, and it's actually fun coming back to that wonderful orchestra, and I feel a little bit like a dinosaur because there's no one left from the Karajan era. And there I am, you know, still standing upright and being able to walk. Joke aside, I've played the Tchaikovsky concerto with Ricardo Muti quite a bit, and I'm also very happy that we will open the season in Chicago this autumn with the Tchaikovsky.
Mutterissimo, a 40th anniversary celebration of Anna Sophie Mutter, an incredibly accomplished artist who's just getting started. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.